Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a little golden book, and because we love you, and we know you love it, we're reading a Bluey story. Yep, the one that starts us all off is called Magic Xylophone, and we're going to read it. It was written by Joe Brum, and it's read to you today by Mommy and... Who are you? What do we call you?
Boop.
Boop. Mommy and Boop.
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 Boop. Are you ready, Boop?
Boop.
All right, here we go. When we open the book, we see that Bluey is on her dad's lap. And of course, as you all know, they are blue healer dolls. Dad is tickling Bluey up and down her tummy like she's a piano.
Dad, says Bingo, I want to be the piano.
No, it's still my turn, insists Bluey.
Taking turns can be difficult, says Dad.
She's had this many turns.
Dad decides it's Bingo's turn to be the bum bongos.
Bum bada bum bada bum bada bum bongos.
Bingo looks for the real bongos and then finds something even better.
Bluey, look!
Quick, Bingo, calls Bluey.
Get the dinga thing.
Huh? Oh no!
The magic xylophone! Freeze!
So in the picture, we can see, ding, whenever you take the mallet, that's the thing that you would do the dinging with, and hit the xylophone, and it makes that
ding
tone on any of it, because it's multiple tones, right? Then the way the game works is that you're frozen, right? Whoever isn't the one making dinging sound. Dad is frozen. So Bluey and Bingo make him stick his finger up his nose.
Mom!
Calls Bluey. Come and look at this!
Oh, it's just like when we first met, says Mom.
Because when she walks in, she can see him picking his nose. Bluey grabs the xylophone.
Boop.
How did I get my finger up my nose?
Dad says.
Oh, that magic xylophone. Give me that.
But they ding it again, and Dad chases after Bluey, but it's too late because
ding,
they have frozen him yet again.
Let's get the pins, says Bluey. Oh, what a splendid mustache. Oh, lovely.
The girls have drawn a mustache and all kinds of stuff on poor Dad, who is completely frozen. Bluey and Bingo squabble over the xylophone.
It's my turn to unfreeze him,
says Bingo, but Bluey doesn't listen.
Unfreeze! Ding!
Give me that magic xylophone! He shouts at them.
Dad chases Bluey and Bingo outside.
Yaha! Too slow, Mr. Mustache,
says Bluey, and
ding!
She freezes him.
Bluey, you're taking all the turns freezing,
says Bingo, but Bluey ignores her.
Come on, Bingo, let's get the teddies. Okay,
says Bingo, but Bingo seems to me to be very sad, don't you think? Bluey and Bingo pile teddies onto Daddy's arms.
Okay, I'll unfreeze him,
says Bluey.
Bluey's not letting me have any turns,
cries Bingo.
I want to do it.
Bluey, if you don't take turns with people, people won't take turns with you, says Mum.
But Bingo is too slow,
replies Bluey.
No, I'm not,
cries Bingo.
You can either take turns or I'll bring the xylophone to work with me, says Mum.
No,
both Bluey and Bingo yell this time. Well, you know what to do then, says Mum.
Bluey gives Bingo the xylophone. But stand back here, says Bluey, so you can get a head start. He runs really fast when he's mad. And unfreeze, they ding, the xylophone again. And Dad chases Bluey and Bingo back inside. This time he's really angry. Grrr, he says.
I can't hear Dad, whispers Bluey. I think we should freeze him just in case. Give me the xylophone. No, I want to freeze him, says Bingo.
Bingo, let go, says Bluey.
No, you've had all the freezing turns, says Bingo.
Got it! Freeze!
Oh no, while they were squabbling, Dad pounces from the cupboard and freezes Bluey.
Now, look at this lovely new garden gnome, says Dad, plonking a pointy hat on Bluey's head.
Dad places Bluey in the front yard.
Wait a minute. It's got a felt pin on its fingers, he says, and goes to get the hose.
Unfreeze.
Bingo pops out from behind the bush and unfreezes Bluey. Whew, just in the nick of time, don't you think? Before Bluey can take the xylophone back, Bingo freezes her again.
Bluey, you always never take turns with me. You just take all the turns, and it makes me feel sad, says Bingo. I will unfreeze you if you promise me you will let me have turns too.
Dad is on his way back with the hose.
Gotta get my dirty garden, I'm gonna hose it good, huh?
Sings Dad.
Okay, time for a little bath, garden gnome,
says Dad, and then suddenly the water stops. And guess who has the xylophone? It's Bluey's, and she dings it and freezes him, and he goes, huh?
We tricked you, Bluey shouts. Bingo unfroze me. I was just pretending. No, Bingo, shouts Bluey.
And Bingo unkinks the hose and glub, glub. Big splashes of water go right into Dad's face. That's right. Bluey and Bingo sit on the steps and watch Dad get soaked.
Boop. Here, Bingo, Bluey says. You can unfreeze him. Thanks, Bluey. But not just yet, says Bingo. I like the Daddy Water Fountain.
And they watch him as he has to stand there with cold water pouring in his face. My goodness. What a terrible experience it must be for him.
Boop.
But I suppose they think they're very clever. Although if I were that daddy, I think I would have a very long conversation with them about choosing to be kind and how that wasn't very kind, don't you think? I know it is just a game. You're right. You're right. It's just a game. And it's also
Boop.
The end. Thanks, Boop.
Boop. Boop.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.